Well, I've heard two competing stories. They're both believable, but the incompetence one is more believable. The conspiracy or deliberate attack thing is that was the intelligence section of the Chinese embassy, and they were getting too big for their britches in an area that we considered to be our preserve. They were running arms and doing other things, and it was a very deliberate attack on China. I'm less inclined to believe that, in part because I don't think they've actually been very active out there compared to what they're doing, say, against the Uyghurs. The incompetence one, and by the way, as this was happening, I had a Russian 1997 10,000 scale map of Belgrade on my office wall from Eastview Publications, Eastview Cartographic in Minneapolis, which is my geospatial counterpart. The U.S. government is very reluctant to use Russian military maps and other foreign maps because Jim Clapper and NGA really think they can do a better job with one-meter imagery and the shuttle mission data, which got us the digital terrain elevation data. And so they try and create stuff on the fly. The problem is they're not fast enough. I have U.S. government clients that come to me for Russian military maps in digital and hard copy because NGA can't meet their time deadlines. Let me diverge for just a moment. I really believe that imagery and geospatial information is extremely important. Now, let me tell you about one of the problems with relying on classified imagery. Classified imagery is basically like having a bucket full of postage stamps. And these postage stamps have been taken at different years, different seasons, different times of day, different angles of look. Okay? And so when you combine all these postage stamps with the digital terrain elevation data, you get something that's almost incomprehensible, in my experience. Whereas if you take commercial imagery, 10-meter spot, which, by the way, and I had to tell NGA that spot had two satellites, which meant that it had a revisitation of every 2 days, not every 30 days. Okay, but you take 10-meter commercial imagery for the broad swath, you get a nice, clean, wide-area look. You bring in the digital terrain elevation data, then you slide in the Russian. It takes hundreds of man years to do the data extraction from imagery to convert that into a chart as cultural features and contour lines and all that. And then in the Chinese embassy case, you ask a defense attaché that's been there recently who will tell you you have the wrong address. And this was the one target picked by CIA, and I actually believe that it was picked in error.